This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Heather, your weekend.
We had an incredible weekend. We debated about doing like a last minute trip up north for the long weekend, but that kind of fell through. Didn't feel like doing that. So we made the most of our time at home. And on one of the days, we decided to go to the Tigers game, bring Brooks to his very first game. Emily's been to a game before, but we haven't done it as a family of four yet. So we went on Sunday on Kids Day, thought this would be the best day to go. Also, we loved that 11:30 start time. Oh,
beautiful.
My gosh, it was awesome.
Get home before nap time.
It was great. Well, we did that. Naps got all messed up. That's okay. We knew that was going to happen, but it was just an awesome, awesome day. But I saw a lot of interesting things. I haven't been to a game in quite a while. And when I was working there, it was a very different ballpark.
Well, we went together.
That's true.
I forgot about our moment.
It was just different, though, because I sat inside and I've never watched the whole game from the Tigers Club. I guess that's just something different. Okay. I know I was there. It was just different. That was a different.
It doesn't count with us, John.
Yes. No.
It was a different feeling.
It was her work event.
Yes.
Yeah, you're this right. I guess we have been to a game.
This was your first just go and be a fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was packed. It was awesome. Brooks is too little to take to a game. I kind of broke my own rule because I don't think little kids should go to games. He was too little, right? Like, because he's at the stage where you can't hold him. He's 1.5. He wants to move.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be contained, but yet there's so many people you can't really let him walk on his own.
Did he have his own ticket?
No. Kids 3 and under don't need tickets if they're going to sit on your lap.
He did not have a seat.
Neither did Emily.
He could have got folded up in the seat. Teddy's done that before. Hold on.
Seats were pretty expensive. So I'm like, I'm not going to buy. And we're most likely not going to sit in our seats very long anyway.
You're going to do the carousel.
We're going to do the carousel, the Ferris wheel, the face painting, which we didn't do all of because the lines were really long. So I was like, all right. Welcome to having a good baseball team. She got her whole. And she wanted to keep that on all day, all night. She told me she'd sleep with her head up. And I said, no, sweetie, we have to wash it off. She loved it. She loved every second. But we did see some interesting things. One in particular, when we got to our seats, because we did sit for several innings in our seat.
Yeah.
And we got down looking to our row number. I'm like, okay, here it is. And I was like, oh, right in the middle, which is kind of where we were sitting. There was one man. I thought, okay, well, what's the likelihood that we're going to sit right next to this dude? Right next to him, of course, because all the seats are sold.
Yeah.
But it was this guy who had his shirt off. You know, you always see one of these men at the games that is like, you know what, it's too hot. Yeah. I'm taking my shirt off. And
it's a lot less rare to see a woman like that.
It is. However, I have seen it at a game in a bikini top.
Oh.
I've seen women wearing bikinis, which I'm not a fan of the no shirt. Even at an outdoor sporting event.
I am 100% with you. I don't want to sit down next to a dude that is shirtless. And it doesn't matter the body type, but I'm assuming it seems to be rare that there's a extremely fit individual sitting next to you? Was this
was this
individual
fit.
Taking up more than his fair share?
He sure was.
Mm-hmm.
He was also not a Tigers fan.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a detail I didn't know.
Uh-huh. Mm. And so we're sitting right next to him. I'm like, oh.
Ohio. Always fits. Oh. Ohio.
So that's. I wanted to get your opinion on the no-shirt or shirt at a sporting event.
It's a no-go.
I think so,
it's
too.
It's an absolute no-go. Just wear your shirt. Like, I mean, and I asked this question. I don't know why they allow it. Because if you go to a restaurant, right, it's no shirt, no shoes, no service. I think it should be the same at the ballpark because you're going to be sitting down with food next to this individual.
Mm-hmm.
Most all of a sudden, they get up and cheer,
going to brush.
And you got the hairy armpits right
yeah!
in your face.
Ugh. Thankfully, they weren't doing a lot of cheering, so the arms weren't up in the air.
Thanks, Tarek Skubal.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Skoob saved you.
Personal note from
Thank
Heather
goodness.
Park. So what the question is appropriate
Jimmy
or
Collins
inappropriate?
Sit next to him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, I did.
You switch spots, yeah.
I'm going to sit next to this guy.
So we want to know where people stand on the shirtless
yeah,
guy at games.
Like, what's your opinion on it? Is it okay? Because it's outside and it's hot. And it wasn't even, and it was hot on Sunday, but
it wasn't
really
that hot. What was the high? 68?
Now, it always feels hotter in the stadium.
Sure.
Like,
sun beating
down
on you. I
would say it always feels like 10 degrees warmer because there's no breeze and the sun's right on you. So it was warm. I got hot. I had a little jacket. I took the jacket off.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't feel like it's appropriate.
So I wouldn't go shirtless.
How
to
hairy
the game,
was he?
But
he wasn't that hairy, thankfully.
Okay. Yeah.
But he was sweaty and big.
So now we're fat shaming the guy.
Is
that
what
this
is?
Did he have the moobs?
A little.
How about this? He was confident in his body, John. He doesn't care if he's a little pudgy. He's like, I'm proud of what I'm working with.
Come on.
But to me, it's like,
Chubby, put a shirt on.
No, you're going to sit outside. Dress appropriately. Wear a really lightweight, moisture-wicking t-shirt, perhaps. You know, if you want to rock the tank top, I guess is even better than no shirt, even though I'm not a fan of the tank top.
Yeah. Still exposes the hairy armpit.
It does.
Right next to your nachos.
It sure does. But you're still covered, and it seems more appropriate to me than going topless.
Going topless to games. 248-539-9797. Thoughts on that? And I do think there's a question about bringing kids to the game, because you said you broke your own rule.
We did. I kind of have a rule that little kids just, it's not a place for little kids. Because I did feel bad. We apologized to the guy sitting right in front of us, because Brooks was standing in front of our laps, but his little fingers were going through the seat, you know.
Yeah, and touching him in the back.
So we didn't stay long in our seat because that's what was going on. Emily did great. And I thought she was too young, but she actually did really, really well. She sat well. She was excited. She was into everything. We did the kids run the bases afterward, and everything
that's really
went well.
More of a function of, okay, who's that individual in front of me? Okay, you don't want, as a parent, right, and a responsible parent, you don't want them bothering the other fans. I've been in that position where I'm the individual in front, whether it's on a plane or at a game or anything like that, and having five kids, I get that it's going to happen. There was a game I was at one time where a kid was literally kicking me in the back, and I was like, I was fine with it because I like young kids having that experience. He won't remember,
not at all.
You are creating, you're imprinting him with things that are important. And I think going to sporting events as a family is a great thing. So having been in that position, I was never going to turn around and be like, dude, stop kicking me. I would have been more irritated if it was my own kid than somebody else's at that point, because I understand it's hard in that situation.
The guy was really nice. I mean, I don't think Brooks was really bothering him. He's teeny. It wasn't like his hands were punching the guy, but his little fingers were going through the back of the chair, touching the guy's shirt. So we felt uncomfortable. We had him on our lap for the most part, but it happened briefly. But he was also never heard these screams come out of this kid. Like, high-pitched screams, sounded like a dinosaur a little bit. We also felt bad for that, because I'm like, dude, what's happening
to my
child?
He was just cheering on Tarek Skubal.
I think he was just, the loud noises were getting to him. But overall, he lasted the entire, we got there early and we stayed late.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Also, noticed I've never done a Sunday Kids Day with kids. How long people wait in line
for stuff?
I thought I was really missing something on our way out because I'm like, what is everyone standing around for? It was for the kids run the bases. We were able to get down a little bit early just because I know people there, I guess. But I didn't realize how long the line for that was.
I would be
people
much.
People were waiting forever for that.
Giving the choice between sitting by a disruptive child, even a screaming one, versus shirtless guy, I'll take the kid anytime.
Oh, no.
Oh, it says the guy without kids.
I'd rather the shirtless guy than a screaming kid in my face the whole game.
He was behind you, not in your face.
It's still loud. It's still in the vicinity.
You're in a stadium. And people are going to get loud. They were cheering.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was when people got loud. When people got loud, Brooks got loud. But just sounds I've never heard him make. I was like, oh, my gosh. She's really, really getting into this.
Sunday wouldn't have been the day you would want to go anyway.
Because it's kids' day?
Yeah.
And I think that's why I felt a little more appropriate bringing him because it was kids' day.
It's defined as kids' day.
Yes.
I just think it's an interesting question of when you bring your kids because at a certain age, it's really more about you than them, right? If they can't enjoy or really remember going to the game, it's about you their experiences, more than them.
Yeah, but their experiences are going to continue to build.
Right, but no one remembers what they did when they were 1.5 years old.
But it's not also, it's not always about remembering.
Your formative years, yes. You're forming, you're imprinting, you're doing all of those things. And it's like why I love taking the kids fishing, even if they were a year old or a year and a half old. I love taking them knowing I was going to be limited in what I wanted to do. But
well, that's the other thing. I mean, did you make it through the whole game?
We got there early and we ran the bases.
I feel like that's rare, though, that most people, when they take the little ones, don't make it through the whole game.
We didn't think we were going to, but Emily really wanted to find Paws. That's all she talked about. That tiger. Where am I going to see that tiger? So I was trying to find Paws, ran into an old coworker and was like, do you know where Paws is? And she was like, well, I'll take you downstairs if you want to do the run the bases.
There
I'm
you
like,
go.
Okay. So we got to meet Paws down there on the field and run the bases. But
perfect.
We were not planning on doing that. We thought we'd leave early. Well, that's why
I've always looked at it as a conflict. If you're going more for yourself and you don't even get to go to the whole game, it feels like an odd choice to bring a little one. Now but where is the cutoff? I don't know.
It was tough because Colin really wanted to sit and watch the game.
And we didn't
sit and watch the game.
Right. Because you're running around showing them the park. 248-539-9797. We have the case of the shirtless man at the ballpark. Appropriate or inappropriate. You guys have thoughts on the ticket text. We open up the phone lines. And they had a question about taking your kids to the ballpark and the perfect age to start doing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.